The first reading today, the Lord tells the people of Israel that they are to be holy because he, the Lord our God, is holy. Now we might look at that and say, well, yeah, he's God, of course he's holy, but that doesn't mean that I have to be. You're made in the image and likeness of God. And so therefore you are made to be like him, to do what he does. Not only is God holy, but then that holiness flows from, or I should say, love then flows from that holiness. So the more holy we are, the more godlike we become, which means the more charity we will have. And that's exactly what we see in the gospel as the Lord separates the sheep from the goats. It's all based on their charity. We see the same thing in the last line of the first reading. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the Lord is looking for a change of heart. That change of heart obviously has to follow a change in mind. We have to be conformed to the truth, but we have to be conformed to charity. Now again, we recognize that the Lord reminds us that we don't have to like everyone. There are going to be people that are difficult for us. Jesus even went so far as to say, love your enemies. Obviously, if they're your enemies, they're not your friends. They're not people you like. They're not people you hang around with. But we have to love them. And that doesn't mean we have to have good feelings about them. It means that we have to have charity toward them. It means that we have to treat them with respect, with kindness. It means that if we see them in difficult circumstances, we need to try to help them if we're able. These are not easy things. But then again, we have to remember what our Lord points out to us. If we only greet the people who greet us, what the pagans do the same thing. If we are kind to the people who are kind to us, well, so what? The people who don't believe in God do that. And so he's telling us we have to be the children of our Father. Once again, we have to be like God. So if the Lord is commanding us to be holy, that's different from being nice. True holiness is going to come only from prayer, from spending the time with God. And the more time we spend with him, the more like him we become. That's just normal. You become like the people that you associate with. Well, if you're associating more and more with God, you're going to become more and more like him. And what will happen in prayer is that there will be this transformation that will happen in the soul. And the things that stand between us and God, the things that are not of God, will be removed little by little. And then the things that are of God will fill in those places. So it's not just a matter of changing the external things. It's changing the internal things. And from that change, the externals will flow. So we could look at the gospel and say, well, okay, I need to start looking for somebody who's hungry or thirsty or naked or whatever. You could do that. But it's still maybe not doing it for the right reason. Maybe we're just doing it because Jesus said that's what we're supposed to do. We want to do it out of charity. If there is that change of heart and we see somebody in those circumstances, the heart's going to go out to them and we're going to take care of them. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we have charity for that person. That's what God is doing for us. He's not simply looking at us and saying, well, I guess I created you, so I have to do these things for you, even though I don't want to, but I guess I will. That's not what he's doing at all. He loves us. And because he loves us, he's going to care for us. He's going to give us what we need. That's the kind of disposition he's looking for from us. So if we're going to have that love for neighbor, it has to start with love for God. The more that we love the Lord, the more we're going to love the people that are made in his image and likeness. And as the heart is transformed, that transformation is going to be found most completely in the way that we treat others. So that's what the Lord is really looking for. So in this holy time now, we really have this opportunity to make this interior change. And that starts with spending the time in prayer. So if you're able to get to adoration, praise the Lord. If you're not able to get there, at least take the time at home. Spend the time in that silence, just being with the Lord. Because that's what's really going to make the change in us. To take that time, put it in your calendar. Because otherwise, we'll just keep saying, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. And pretty soon you're going to be in bed saying, I'll try again tomorrow. So either set a specific time or couple it with an event. Say, okay, this is when I pray every day. I know a lot of people have an hour of adoration every week. That's wonderful. But once a week isn't what we're about. It's every day. We need to have that prayer daily. So try, if you can, to set that time aside. Look at your day, see when it's usually kind of a quiet time of the day, and put that piece of time in there. Aim at least, if you can, for a half an hour. And make that time for the Lord. That's what's going to bring the change in our lives. That's what's going to help us to grow in holiness. That's what's going to make us more like God. That's what's going to make us charitable, so we can love God and love our neighbor.